Gunfire sparked panic as a large group of women marched towards a mosque in the Gaza town of Beit Hanun, which Israeli forces entered on Wednesday as part of a campaign to stop Palestinian militants from launching homemade Qassam rockets at Israel. The women had answered a call made on a local radio station to gather at the mosque, where a number of Palestinian militants have been under siege for a day by Israeli forces. More than 20 Palestinians, most of them militants, have been killed in the fighting in Beit Hanun. Saeb Arakat, a senior Palestinian official, told VOA it is time for the international community to intervene in Gaza.
The situation in Gaza, in Beit Hanun especially, is very grave. I was contacted just a few minutes ago by the director general of the hospital in Beit Hanun, who told me that he has tens of people wounded, but he doesn't have running water anymore. The situation is deteriorating. No infrastructure, no electricity, no water. 25 people killed, hundreds wounded. And I believe the silence of the international community in the face of such a military escalation, in the face of such massacre, is absolutely incomprehensible.
Israeli troops say they are investigating the matter, but say their forces fired at armed Palestinians. Major Avital Leibovich, a spokeswoman for the Israeli Defense Forces, told VOA among the women marching toward the mosque were armed gunmen, and Israeli troops were being shot at from the mosque.
The mosque was unfortunately used by a few armed militants of Hamas as a shooting area, really, towards our forces. It's really sad that you take a holy place and then you turn it around for military or warfare needs. And this is basically what happened here.
In the confusion surrounding the incident, all of the militants hiding in the mosque escaped. The siege of the mosque began late Thursday after militants retreated to the site after pitched battles with Israeli troops. The Israeli incursion into Beit Hanun is the largest military operation since Israel withdrew troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip last year. Israel says, since the beginning of this year, Palestinian militants have launched 800 rockets at Israel, with 300 being fired from Beit Hanun. Despite the large Israeli incursion, Palestinian militants have continued firing rockets. Several landed in southern Israel on Friday, wounding two people. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.